Since the 1600s, New England towns provided tax-supported education to children, making this area one of the most literate on earth. By the early 1800s, towns were divided into districts with a neighborhood schoolhouse like this in each. Most children attended for a few months in the winter, when their labor was not needed on family farms. Younger children also attended school in the summer months, to keep them from getting underfoot in that busy agricultural season. There are no maps, charts, or blackboards in this single room, just wooden desks and benches for up to 50 children of all ages, around a small wood-burning stove. Learning was by rote memorization. When children could recite one lesson from their textbooks, they were given another to learn. The schoolkeeper was typically a teenage girl in the summer term and a young man in the winter term, often with no more than a district school education themselves. An elementary education was considered enough for farmers, housewives, and tradesmen. Children were not required to attend, although most did, until their parents had decided they had learned enough. Some more prosperous families could afford the tuition necessary to send their children to an academy, a private secondary school. Only one or two professional men in a country town had attended college.